Welcome. We are at Tipton High School. Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, Bethesda Christian, Patriots, and the Tipton Blue Devils. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, fighting internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com 2008. Thank you for listening. We'll mention, crowd is kind of scarce. Not quite the crowd that you would see at a Tipton High School game. Keep in mind, Indianapolis Colts home tonight, 8:15. Kickoff with the Houston Texans. Large game, Indianapolis. Both teams are out on the floor right now. Shots at their leisure. We'll mention Bethesda Christian came out of the locker room behind the Blue Devils. We'll mention the Blue Devils came out with the striped pants. Pretty good blue and white striped pants. Bethesda Christian, red and white striped pants. Most of them still wearing their pants. We'll mention a lot of the Blue Devils have removed their pants, and I say that in a good way. We'll mention this ball game should be a good one. See a good contest tonight. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Bethesda Christian Patriots. I want to say that their coaching staff, the nicest staff to ever get along with, Coach Grubaum. I tell you what, they are first class. Bethesda Christian Patriots, their school was founded in 1965. The school enrollment, it was on the internet. I'm not sure how accurate it is. Says that they have a school enrollment of 385. Class 1A, sectional 58. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Bethesda Christian High School. In their sectional, in records, overall records, Bethesda Christian Patriots, 5-6. Indianapolis International High School, they're 4-3. Indianapolis Metropolitan, they're 5-8. Indiana Math and Science, they're 2-9. TI Knowledge, the Phoenix is what they're known by, they're 2-4. Cedars Point Christian Knights, they are 1-5. Indiana Deaf School, they're having a tremendous year. They are the Orioles, they're 7-2. The principal at Bethesda Christian High School, I believe, is Michael Pinky. The interim athletic director is Joshua Valenzuela. To let you know, Bethesda Christian, Blue Devils were there last year. Blue Devils did not get the win last year. I think it was a double-figure difference in the ball game. Mentioned this year, Devils are going to host Bethesda Christian. As mentioned, Bethesda Christian schools. Address is 7858 North Kelly Road, 650 East. That's in Brownsburg, Indiana. I'll mention Brownsburg. That's where Robbie Kendall is from. As you know, AudioSportsOnline.net, fighting internet access for this ball game. Mention that's a 646112, and we'll mention them 317-58-2820. You can reach the school. But you know their motto is reaching hearts, reaching minds. Mention on the web, you can find them. BCSPatriots.org. Perform in the Pioneer Conference. There are 10 teams. Pioneer Conference, they have a North and South division. In the North, they have one team that is unbeaten. They're 2-0. That's University High School. So that by Keaton Catholic, Pretty Christian, Tiburus, Anderson Prep. That is the North division. In the South division, it's like this. Tudor, they're 2-0 in the conference. Well, that by Indianapolis International, yet to play conference game, we'll mention, but there's a shift. So Greenwood Christian and Short Ridge High School. Remind you, Bethesda Christian, currently 5 wins, 6 losses on the season. We'll mention in 11 games, their average output, basically, 51.7 per game average. defensively at 52.2. Coach, in year number four is Coach John Grubaum. I mentioned John Grubaum, what a fine, upstanding young man. I say, what, you have to look up to him. He's probably 6'4". But anyway, that's the Christian. He has 60 wins, 26 losses. The next game on their attempt, they're going to happen on Friday. Next Friday, January 12th, Indianapolis International in the house at Bethesda Christian. That'll be a conference game. That'll be the first conference game for both teams. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. Class 2A, sectional 39, there are seven in their sectional. They will also host sectional this year here at Tipton High School. Their sectional, Tipton, they're 11 wins, 0 losses. Oxford, they're 7-4. Stern, the Comets are 9-4. Brook, 4-6. Hudson Grant, they're 2-8. Taylor, the Titans are 9-3. Wood, the Panthers are 4-10. We'll mention the principal at Tipton High School, Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director, he's also a coach on staff for the varsity, that's Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com. For the colors blue and white, perform in the Hoosier Conference. Presently, there are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Here, there will be at least one added. It will be Logansport. Listen, in the East Division, 4 teams in the East their Conference. 1-0 in the conference at Tipton, their overall 11 wins, 0 losses. Tipton Heights. Tipton Heights was actually at the top. They have a 2-0 record. The conference just changed on me. I made this up right here and wrote this down. Tipton Heights got the win last night. Shot at the buzzer. Conversational. I don't know if, but anyway, they're getting the shot counted. Hitchin Hamilton Heights are 2-0. They're 6-6 overall. Western, the Panthers are 1-2, 4-8 overall. Western, the Tigers are 0-2 in the East, 6-3 overall. The West Division of the Hoosier Conference, top is Twin Lakes, they're 2-0. 8-3 overall, followed up by Denton Central, Central Catholic Knights, West Lafayette Red Devils, Rensselaer Central Bombers. We'll also remind you the Tipton Blue Devils are 11 wins, 0 losses on the season. They're 1-0 in the East Division. 11 games, they averaged offensively 70.2. Last night they got 91. That's 74. We'll mention now they give up an average 9.8 points contest. The Blue Devils, their head coach, in year number 5 at Tipton High School, Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 75 wins, 3 losses. That's right here at Tipton. For all Cliff Hawkins, 33 years coaching varsity basketball. 572 wins, 392 losses. Sounds like you're talking about Mr. Larry Bud Wright, Sheridan Blackhawk coach. My wife tells me she looked it up, and Wright, Sheridan Blackhawk coach, is the ninth inningest coach in the nation. Larry Bud Wright. I'll mention a little bit about tonight's ball game. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference tonight, game night. Talk about that in a minute. Last night, it was like this. The games last night, Hamilton Heights and against Northwestern Heights home game. Hamilton Heights got the win 55-53. Central Catholic Knights last night defeated McCutcheon 44-42. Look, good games. As mentioned, tipped the Blue Devils last night. Defeated McConaughey 51-74. Twin Lakes, the Indians, defeated Benton Central last night, 59-50. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, defeated the Harrison Raiders. That's out of West Lafayette. Far from West Lafayette High School. Lafayette Red Devils, 61. The Raiders, 54. Oh, tonight. He's scheduled tonight, 6th day of January. Some games on the agenda. Who's your conference? 7:30 starts tonight. It's Bethesda Christian Patriots. They travel there right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. 7:30 starts tonight. 6-2, Clinton Prairie. They're at 6-3, Northwestern tonight. Kickoff start. Central Catholic Knights at 6-2. They are at Rensselaer Central to battle with the Bombers at 4-6. That conference matchup in the West Division. That game means a lot. So mention 7:30 starts tonight. Lebanon. Lebanon Tigers at 5-6. Got to mention Albert Hendricks, coach of Lebanon Tigers. In his 14th season is most fun. I really enjoy Albert Hendricks. They're at Benton Central tonight. Central, 7-5. 7:30 starts tonight. Logansport. Logansport at 5-6. They are at Western, 4-8. 7:30 starts tonight. Twin Lakes, the Indians at 8-3. Are at North Newton tonight at 6-4. Final game tonight is 6:30 start. If it's just a varsity game, you might be wanting to get that game over to go home and watch the Colts. Folks, watching the Colts tonight, I'll probably watch them after this game. Lafayette Devils are 7-4. They are at Covington tonight at 7-6. Senior Conference. Senior Conference happening tonight. About game night. Games last night, 6 games on the 5th. As a Christian, 53. Riverside, 34. Inwood Christian, 47. Way, 46. Park Tudor, 82. Indianapolis Metropolitan, 48. Catholic, 66. Storey, 9. Wilson Heights, 75. Wilson Prep, 38. Henderson, 67. Liberty Christian, 56. Tonight, on the agenda, there are 4 games. Right here, Bethesda Christian and Tipton. Short Ridge is at Greenwood Christian tonight. The Burris, they played this afternoon against Wabash in University tonight, 7:30. Bennett Christian, opponent. We're going to set this down. We're going to have the national anthem. We'll set this down. The national anthem that performed by the Tipton High School Band. They always sound good. They practiced and practiced in the early fall. They are busy in the summer. They're busy. They get the notes just right. We'll mention starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. First for the Bethesda Christian Patriots. We'll start like this. Wearing number 0'1". He's a senior. 4.4 average per game. That's Isaac Flegan. Wearing number 1-inch senior, 0.4 points per game average, D.J. Johnson. Wearing number 3-foot 1-inch senior, 16.3 points per game average, Sam Milligan. Coming number four, 6'1" junior, 5.8 points per game average, Tim Tierney. And wearing number 11, 8-inch senior, 4.7 points per game, Cooper Action. Coach for the Bethesda Christian Patriots, Sir John Grubaum. Now, the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils will start like this. Ring number 3, 6'6" junior, 16.5 points per game average, Braden Carpenter, 2.4 rebounds per game, 9.5 assists. Game average, Dick Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, 6'2" junior, 0.1 points per game average, and Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, 21.3 points per game. He got 34 last night versus McConaughey. Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12, a 6'4" senior, 7.6 points per game average, 0.1 boards per game. Ian Tracy. Winding out the lineup tonight, he's back. He went to a wedding yesterday. He had to go. His brother got married, and he stood up. Standing right there by his brother. I'm sure his brother would be proud of Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a 6 foot senior, 13.2 points per game average. Number 23. Getting ready for basketball, we mentioned the head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Attention, Bethesda Christian, going to send to the center circle, number 11, Cooper Jackson, 6'8" senior. He'll jump it up, he'll probably jump it up, and he will. He Carpenter, they'll knuckle it up together. Carpenter wears number 3, he's a junior, he's 6'6". 2-inch giveaway, for Mr. Grady Carpenter. Let's see what happens. Here comes the toss. This is good, tip to the backcourt, picked up by Nolan Swan. Front court, they'll move the basketball. Outside, Grady Carpenter to the corner, Jackson Money. Come back out top, Quigley. Move the basketball, moves it left side around the perimeter. Carpenter works to the corner. Right down to the right corner baseline, he'll dribble across to the other corner. Shot outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter. Rebound, but there's the Christian. The board number 1, B.J. Johnson. To the front court. Going to be a foul early. A little bit of a friction right there. Nolan Swan got caught between a couple of players. Got caught between the two Milligans deep in the front court. Swan going to pick up his first foul. Foul of the ball game. They're going to bring it in. And right here, Isaac Milligan. He'll get the ball back from his brother. And that's Sam Milligan. Going to dribble in. And we're back to Milligan. That's number 3, Sam Milligan. And we're going back out and going to get a steal. In the front court, going back to the other court. Side of court, front court for Tipton. Nolan Swan got the steal at half court for the shot. Didn't even get the shot away. Going to be a foul called. And Nolan Swan will shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on the Milligan. That's going to be on number 1. Let me check that out. That's a foul on Sam Milligan. Shot good. Nolan Swan. It's a 1-0 contest. Really going. Not even a minute going by. 7 on the game clock. You'll get one more. Nolan Swan. Both of them. Nolan Swan at the strike. 80%. He's now 26-32 on the season. You see the backcourt. They'll ship it across. There's Sam Milligan across the timeline. They'll work it back. DJ Johnson. They'll go opposite corner. They'll get it back out. Reset the offense with Sam Milligan. Out top. Move the basketball. Stephen Tierney. Back out to Sam Milligan. Now back to Tierney. He'll reset the offense. Well behind the arc. They'll work it outside. Sam Milligan on the dribble. He'll dribble in free throw line. It's been moving to paint. Turn around, fadeaway jumper. Rims around and fell off. Rebound, Jackson. Cooper Jackson in the paint. First layup is good. 2 concepts in the front court. Jackson Money. For Swan out top. Now Grady Carpenter. He's going to work his way in. He'll hand off. There's Ryan Tracy back out top. Carpenter. He'll dribble the lane. Going to be a bump foul. The bump foul is going to be kind of a holding foul. Grady Carpenter tried to penetrate the lane. Didn't get the shot away. They're going to whistle this foul on Bethesda Christian, number 1, B.J. Johnson. He has 1. Foul number 2 here in the first quarter. Thus far for the Blue Devils here in the first quarter. Carpenter going to toss the ball away. It's going to go end up in the hands of Bethesda Christian assistant coach. So they're bringing the ball in from the backcourt. It's Bethesda Christian, number one, B.J. Johnson. They get it there right there on the dribble. That's Sam Milligan directing some traffic in the backcourt. Blue Devils providing some pressure. Pass it to the frontcourt. B.J. Johnson working the ball back around. Touch the hands briefly. Tierney, that goes dribble in. Take an elbow shot. Good. Set the bucket. That's number three, Sam Milligan. Milligan for two. It's a 4-2 contest. Mission in front is the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Front court with the basketball. The basketball, that's Sam Quigley. Quigley out top, he'll move it right side. Near the corner, that's Ryan Tracy. Now back out top. Carpenter of Jackson Money. He'll pop a shot inside the arc. 2-point shot, good. Jackson Money. Jackson Money shooting 54%. 2-point land. 4-4 contest. First quarter, the Doran Tipton High School. Good competition in the gym tonight. 28 on the game clock. Get it in there. We're going to work it back around. Tip through the hands of Isaac Milligan by Nolan Swan and go to the front court. Carpenter passes to the line. That's Quigley. They get it back to Ryan Tracy. And Ryan Tracy going to get the ball stolen from him. Number four, Stephen Tierney. To the front court, Bethesda Christian. Top of the basketball, guarding the basketball is Sam Quigley. The dribble near the center circle. Three, Sam Milligan, work it outside with the basketball, touches the hands of Steve Tierney. And last touch by Jackson Money goes out of bounds, going to stay in the front court. That's the Christian. Going to be brought inside court in the front court. Passes to the back court, brought in by B.J. Johnson. On the dribble, Sam Milligan, guard for the Patriots. The right side, Dick Milligan. They're working back around. Behind the arc, left side, there, B.J. Johnson, now back. Number four, Stephen Tierney, behind the arc, moving the basketball. Cooper getting in on the basketball, getting out top. He'll dish it back to Sam Milligan, back pedal dribble. We're going to get him, Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, B.J. Johnson. Outside, Tierney, going to hand off, going to drive the lane off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Isaac Milligan. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. On a long pass, Nolan Swan. The Carpenter, another move around the perimeter. Ends up in the corner. He'll bring the ball back out. Ryan Tracy. Now back to Jackson Money. He'll hand it off. Point shot good. Spread at the bucket. That's Nolan Swan for three. 7-4 contest. The Devils in front. Try to pass his ball across the timeline. And Milligan going to walk it across the timeline. Bouncing it back and forth. Isaac Milligan. They'll go to the corner with it. Tierney. Hot rims out. 3-point lands. Wouldn't go. Down Grady Carpenter. He's going to be guarded full court. That's number one, B.J. Johnson. He'll work a right side behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go this time. Jackson Money tried that one from three. Rebound B.J. Johnson to the front court. On the dribble, Tierney. That's Stephen Tierney. Now gets the ball driving baseline. It's going to be number zero, Isaac Milligan. Enough to draw a charge. And near the baseline is number five, Sam Quigley. Probably a foul whistle on Bethesda Christian. Number zero, Isaac Milligan. He'll pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Three fouls here in the first quarter thus far for Bethesda Christian. One, the Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball. Sam Quigley. He'll bring it back around, pass it out top. Nolan Swan, the perimeter. Carter back out top. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot window. He hit the deck, trying to draw a foul. Called. Rebound out of there, controlled by Stephen Tierney. Working back in the paint. Reaching in there, going to be a traveling violation. Jackson Money. Locked up, number four. That's Stephen Tierney. Tierney to an extra step, give the ball back to the Blue Devils on a traveling violation. Be brought in backcourt. Quigley gets it back to number 23, Jackson Money. He'll cross the timeline to pick up the pace. Side, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter back out behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Side of the basketball, Jackson Money back to Quigley. But left side behind the arc. Drive baseline. That's Grady Carpenter. Carpenter is going to step on the baseline. Bit of a drop step. He was wanting to take a jumper. Getting the baseline official right there to see it. We're going to be brought in from backcourt, but there's a Christian on the dribble. Taking it to the timeline at a walk pace. That's Sam Milligan. Across the T right there at center court. Tipton Blue Devil. They're working back around. The bounce pass. Isaac Milligan. Milligan inside the arc, he's going to dribble up against Nolan Swan, trying to back his way in outside the paint, couldn't get the shot. Rebound put back is good. the bucket, number four, Stephen Tierney. And the Blue Devils headed to the 7-6 contest. Devils by one. In the front court, Ryan Tracy. The corner, Jackson Money. For shot, rims out, rebound, Cooper Jackson. To the front court, Shirley, he'll pop a 14-footer. Good, credit the bucket. Three, Sam Milligan. Milligan is 16.3 points per game average. Walking to the timeline, that's Grady Carpenter. Working against him, B.J. Johnson. He'll spin move. Try to cut through and try to good pass to the rim. I'm holding him up just a little bit out top. It's going to be a foul whistle on B.J. Johnson. Johnson's going to pick up his second foul in the ball game. They'll give the ball back to Tipton. In the ball game for the Blue Devils is number four, Gavin Hare. And number 21, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather is number 12, Brian Tracy. Number five, Sam Quigley. He's going to be brought in the front court, right there in front of the bench area, right in front of the coaches. See the scorer's bench. Nolan Swan tosses it in high, back court. Set by Jackson Money. He'll walk it to the timeline. Now he'll pick up the pace. Front court. Work it back around. And we're going to left side. Going to go baseline drive. Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it inside to Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare for two. 9-8 contest. Blue Devils by one. Dribbling baseline. Going to be tipped from behind. Jackson Money. Save a draft touch by Jackson Money. Give the ball back. But that's the Christian. Oh, the Patriots going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be triggered in by number three, Sam Milligan. Guarding the inbound is Grady Carpenter. He'll toss it in tall. It's going to be stolen by Nolan Swan. He'll go the other way. He'll go left-handed layup. Good. Nolan Swan, steal and a bucket. 11-8, Blue Devils in front. To the front court. Sam Milligan now out top. Moving the basketball. Zeke Milligan. Moving around the perimeter. Touching hands briefly of Cooper Jackson. Right side, going to dish it in on a bounce pass. Isaac Milligan back out top. Sam Milligan. Thought about it, he's being guarded by Grady Carpenter. Left side around the perimeter. Moving the basketball quick. That's the Christian. Sam Milligan, back pedal dribble. He'll direct some traffic here in the front court. Having here playing loosely. But Sam Milligan, he'll move it behind the arc. They'll go to the corner, take a three-point shot. It's going to rim out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by four, Stephen Tierney. For Swan. Long pass to the front court. They'll go to the corner with it. Point shot, rims up, and falls in. Action money living good. 8 contest, 27 seconds left. Here in the first quarter, going to be a timeout call by Bethesda Christian. John Grubaum's call, 30-second timeout. They're going to remain standing. Will mention, coverage of Blue Devil basketball in Tipton County Sports. Be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. That's TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates on games and results, you can follow at Michelle_Garmin, formerly known as Twitter. And that's at Michelle_Garmin. G-A-R-M-O-N. You can check that out. A good publication. Never read. They written by Michelle Garmin. Are in for a treat. Going to be brought in. 26 seconds. 6.6 left here in the first quarter. Going to be brought in by Mr. Christian from the Blue Devil bench. And she's backcourt on the dribble now is Sam Milligan. He'll go to the timeline. He'll cross it eventually, and he will now. He's in the center court. I'm off the clock. 15 seconds left. Missionary dribble in the center circle, and Milligan directing traffic. 9 seconds left. He'll approach. Bounce it left side. They'll bounce it in to Cooper Jackson. Turn around in the paint. Take a shot off the glass. Got the bucket. He'll shoot one. Cooper Jackson, 6'8". Using him to his abilities, setting that play up, obviously. And a timeout, Coach John Grubaum. So he'll shoot one for Jackson. He's working on those free throws. For Jackson, have made half of his free throws. Point play opportunity, 0.5 left, quarter. Bounce it. Fiat, rim out, rebound, Brady Carpenter. The quarter will end. At the end of one quarter of play, Blue Devils 14 as the Christian Patriots 10. So 30 is going to be a 60-second timeout between quarters. Thank you for listening. I will mention this game is in part being brought to you, Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers, there to meet your every special need. Field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, right next to the Diana Theater. Mission 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 6072. Where Hope Jewelers is located. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. They toss the ball in. Second quarter. Substitutions in the ball game. He's going to toss it in, but there's a Christian. Alternate possession arrow. He tossed in right there. Cameron Hines. Cameron Hines, he's a 6-foot junior. Number 22, he'll bounce it in. Sam Milligan, slightly in the backcourt. He'll dribble through the sideline, pick it up the pace right there. Out top, moving the basketball. Touches the hands briefly, Steve Turney. Back out top to Turney from Milligan. Sam Milligan. Now Sam Milligan out top. It's all about a three. Get the shot away. Defense converge. Kevin Hare guarding the basketball. Sam Milligan on the dribble. Stop at baseline. He'll bounce it inside. They'll go off the glass. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by number 5, Deion Payne. Deion Payne in the contest. 6-foot senior. Stay out top with the backboard in the center circle. Grady Carpenter. Now Sam Quigley. Action money. Going to check back in here in a moment. Sub in there. We'll collect that. We'll find out who that is. Noah Swan on the dribble. Dribble off the leg. Stephen Tierney. Going to go out of bounds, so they're going to say Nolan Swan tried to save it, and it goes out of bounds off of Nolan. Going to belong to Bethesda Christian. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Action money back in the ballgame. Blue Devils going to go with original starters at the moment. Bring the ball in backcourt. Sam Quigley going to guard the basketball at half court. The dribble is Stephen Tierney. The left side, Sam Milligan, going to back his way in, going to keep the dribble alive. He went down to the surface on his knee, but he kept the dribble alive, was able to step back up. Down low, in the paint, left-handed shot, good. Finger roll, a little bit of a hook shot for Cooper Axton. Two, as the Christian. Team 12 contest. 6:48 left in the second quarter. Around the perimeter, Grady Carpenter. Drive baseline, he'll pass it to the opposite baseline. Sam Quigley, one shot rims out, wouldn't go, rebound. Jackson Money. Jackson Money came down, went back up with a shot. In the act of shooting, shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on Bethesda Christian. He'll whistle this one on 22. Brady Kinsley. Excuse me, that's Nisley. To me by Screwbombs, that's Brady Nisley. Free throw line, Jackson Money. Shot rims around, wouldn't go. Jackson Money shooting the best free throws. The team, Jackson Money, before that shot was 89%. 16 for 18, he's now 16 for 19 on the season. Get one up and good. You get the back end of a two-shot foul. Jackson Money going to work it to the timeline on the dribble. That's number 4, Stephen Tierney. Outside the arc, Sam Milligan going to take a 3-point shot. Rims out, long, wouldn't go. Rebound Tierney. He's going to bring it back out. They'll reset the offense out top with Sam Milligan. Guarding the basketball right here is Ryan Tracy. Top. Tierney going to dribble in. In the paint, he'll go layup right side. Got the bucket. Hit through the inferno and got three. There's one off the backboard. A timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. Called 30-second timeout. Mention this game in parts brought to you by Powers Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer. Mention they are a family owned business in Hamilton County. 2000. What started as a father and son business now grown to a three-generation business. Residential and corporate became in grease traps, serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties. You can give them a call, 1-7-3-9-3-2-7. 217-339-9327. Towers, sick and sewer. Ball's going to be brought in. Court. Blue Devils on the dribble now. Jackson Money. They cross the timeline here in a moment. Meet defense right there at the court line. Back around. Front court, Ryan Tracy. Out top, Jackson Money. Dribble in. He goes to the corner with it. Grady Carpenter. More shot up in the air. Goes well up high. Came down. Wouldn't go. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils. Give the basketball back to the Patriots. Speaking of Patriots, Bill Belichick, be a Patriot coach. We don't know. He's a darn good coach. You know that. He's going to have a meeting on Monday with Mr. Frank. So out top of the basketball, Sam Milligan. They work the lane and go left-handed off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. And Milligan left-handed off the glass. Front court, De Carpenter. The left side, Nolan Swan. 16-15, Patriots in front. Outside the arc, we're going to that back. Going to go baseline and take a jump shot. Jackson Money. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound collected. Mr. Christian, Stephen Tierney. See the front court on the dribble. Sam Milligan. Here pop a three. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Blue Devils. Brought in backcourt. That's the hands of the referee first. Brought in by Nolan Swan, Sam Quigley. Quigley going to bring it to the timeline. Second quarter, one foul. Quarter, that's on Bethesda Christian. 4:57 left. We're going to outside the circle and we'll dribble in. That's Ryan Tracy. He picks up the dribble in the corner. Working him right there is Cooper Jackson. Trying to get rid of it. They're going to call a five-second call. Not get rid of it within 5 seconds. Closely guarded rule is 6 feet or less. Don't think it's 3 feet. If not, told to me by Mike Perry, former official. He is a good official. He was fair for every team. We're going to back out top with the basketball. We're going behind the perimeter there. That's Sam Milligan. Now back to his brother, Isaac Milligan. Paint, two-point shot good, about a 12-footer, maybe a 10-footer. Isaac Milligan. Blue Devils going to take it to the front court. Quigley works at left side. Grady Carpenter. Little dribble again. He's working right there. He's working against number 5. Deion Payne. Go up for the shot. Couldn't get the shot to go. Hit deck and immediately Sam Milligan and Deion Payne. Grady Carpenter right back up. That's some good sportsmanship. You know the IHSAA. Happy to see that type of action. The free throw line is going to be number 3. Brady Carpenter, he'll shoot 2. Shot up and good. 18-16. Patriots by 2. 14 left during the second quarter. Brady Carpenter shooting 63%. Right. Goff would go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Sam Milligan. Again, left-handed dribble. He'll to the sideline, a trap pace, he'll slow it up. Now top with him is Grady Carpenter defensively. So he'll scout out some directions once again. He's the quarterback, Sam Milligan. The right side, number 5, Deion Payne. Deion Payne is a 6-foot senior. The left side, Sam Milligan inside the arc. Outside the arc, Tierney for 3, rims out, wouldn't go. Found by Nolan Swan. Here goes the front court with a pass to Quigley. Get up ahead, left-handed layup is good. Quigley for 2. 18 contest, 3:33 left. We're in the second quarter. Went out top, they'll work at right side. Deion Payne, bounce pass, works it low, it's stolen. Ground there, back to the money, gets it back to Ryan Tracy in the front court now. We're going to back around, Nolan Swan back to Tracy, he'll dribble the lane. Off the glass, shot rimmed around, fell off. Down, picked up by Cooper. Cooper Jackson in the front court now. Sam Milligan around the perimeter. Deion Payne on the dribble, picking him up. Defensively was Sam Quigley. A timeout on the floor. Going to be a full timeout. They'll talk it over. 18 ball game, 3:04 left in the second quarter. Also mentioned, this game is in parts being brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. They're just west of Arcadia. They're looking for that good mechanic. Further, AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. Mention they do classic car restoration. One of their forte's, I say what they're good at. I've been to their facility, seen classic cars, their showroom, we'll call it, out in the lobby, working on them right there. And they also have precision tuning. GM Auto, currently located. They just moved in March to west of Arcadia, about a half a mile at 6660, 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, p.m. to 5 p.m. See cars restored. Find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Dial them up at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. AGM Auto of Arcadia. They're going to bring the ball in after the timeout. 18-18, 3:04 left in the second quarter. He brought in Stryley in the front court. In front of Coach B. Smith. Bring it in right there by the scores bench. Backcourt slightly. The timeline now, Sam Milligan. Milligan in the front court being guarded. Right there, they move to Shrugs. Oh, he'll take a shot. Body his hand in the face. Milligan nails a three right of center. Point bucket good. 21-18. Patriots by three. Front court Blue Devils. To the corner, Jackson Money. Get back out here, reset the offense. He'll move it right side, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, now on the dribble. He's going to work it right there in the lane. He'll take a shot in the lane off the glass. Shot going to go. The board his own basketball right there, seated on the ground. There's going to be some friction in the backcourt. They'll stop play here and attend to a Bethesda Christian player. So they'll attend to him. Drew Bombs, probably be one of the other assistant coaches to check on him. There's a rebounding opportunity there for both players. They're going to help him back to his feet. 21-18, second quarter. Drew Bombs working right there. With number one, DJ Johnson. Trainer, going to check on him. Go seated. 2:22 left. 21-18. So, Burke Emmerich in the house. Burke Emmerich, very fine. But a trainer, been at Tipton for quite a few years. He keeps a lot of players on the football field in a good way. I'm going to bring the ball in front of the scores bench. It's going to belong to Bethesda Christian. Toss in, bounce pass, Sam Milligan. Taking crossing the timeline. We're going to get him, Nolan Swan. Top, he'll dish it off. Then right there, Isaac Milligan. Now back to Sam. Now top, well beyond the arc. Carpenter providing the defense. Out top of the circle, calling out some directions, is Sam Milligan. Line up at the full right side. That's Cooper Jackson. Bounce it out behind the arc. Nolan Swan guarding the basketball. That was Isaac Milligan. And Isaac Milligan will get the ball back behind the arc. He's going to dribble. Elbow. Side. He works to the corner. Sam Milligan. Milligan going to dribble in. In the paint. Trying to use that pivot foot. He'll take it down low to the brother. Isaac Milligan shot in the paint. Right up against the glass. What'd he do? Isaac will shoot two. He's going to be with him on the Blue Devils. Nolan Swan. He'll pick up number two. At the free throw line for Bethesda Christian is Isaac Milligan. Milligan listed as a 50% free throw shooter. ESPN Sports does not mention any free throw percentages under 50%. So he'll get two. Isaac Milligan. In the lane. For Bethesda Christian. Four on the lane for the Blue Devils. First shot is good. Isaac Milligan. He'll get one more. 22-18. Trip by four. 1:42 left during the second quarter. Second shot rims around, falls off, wouldn't go. Sam quickly with the rebound. He'll bring it to the sideline. He'll pass it. Court pass in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan Swan. Back out top. Grady Carpenter. Right side. Sam Quigley. Quigley going to try to pass the bounce pass. It's going to be stolen. In the front court on the carom. The ball back around. That was Isaac Milligan with the steal. Sam Milligan with the shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Their own rebound. Kicks it back out. Three-point shot good. Sam Milligan left of center. 25-18, 111 left here in the second quarter. As DeChristian in front with the basketball. He'll bounce it left side behind the arc. He'll bounce it down low. Shot off the glass. Some friction. Little broke right there. Nolan Swan airborne taking a shot. Bounce the bump right there. Going to give him one more shot at the free throw line. He got the bucket. He'll shoot one. 25-20. Swan to the free throw line. Screwbomb saying, hey, he was straight up. He's saying he was straight up, and then the official pulled the foul, and the basket went in. Nolan Swan going to get one more. Nolan Swan going to step to the stripe. The ball game at 80%. So shot up and good. It's a three-point play for Nolan Swan. 25-21. A minute left. Across the timeline with the basketball at a walk pace, Sam Milligan. That's a Christian going to look for that final shot here in the half. 8 seconds left. 5-21. But that's a Christian by four. And out top. Dribble. Isaac Milligan back to Sam. Sam's got the triple threat available. He'll dribble left. Back pedal is near the center circle. Started there by Landon Spidell. And Spidell, 6'2", junior. Top of the basketball, Sam Milligan. Laterally, he'll move the basketball. They get it left side to Stephen Tierney. And Tierney with the basketball back to Milligan. Milligan's going to be their quarterback, obviously, on this approach. 5-21, 12 seconds left. Dribble angle on baseline. Stallane reverse layup is good. Right-handed reverse layup for Milligan. Court Grady Carpenter. 2 seconds left, shot. The buzzer. There's going to be a putback opportunity. God wouldn't go on the putback. But there for Quigley. Quigley got clobbered with no whistle on the putback opportunity. It was a pretty loud situation when the buzzer sounded. It looked like we might have been shooting with an empty lane. Then Quigley did not gently get fouled, according to the officials. We'll go to halftime. Halftime here at Tipton High School. Score at halftime is Bethesda Christian 27, Christian 21. Minute intermission. The clock has just begun. Shoot down on the surface and try to win some 2-liter bottles. Pop. Kids are running out there with their dollar bills in their hands. Well, mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, good food, good friends, times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee, that three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. And Noblesville, Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times not far away. The Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy, Trunks, Brazil, and Tipton. Also bringing you tonight's contest is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, 321 real estate agent and real estate broker. Looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear that has more than 20 plus years experience of serving clients. Knows professionalism. Lisa lists and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone, by text message. 17-513-4086. And that's 317-813-4086. 0-8-6. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely, real estate lady who listens. I on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. She'll be 21. Sheets. 17513-086. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Runyon. Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Bucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Those tires, lift kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product. They sell a myriad of products. We're myriad, I found out. So Tony Evans, let us know. Myriad stands for 1,000. If you have 1,000, they're in their store. We'll mention you can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. You can call them at 765-252-5130. And that's 765-552-5130. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. NK on Facebook. We'll mention Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Also mention a little bit about what's going on now in Class 2A rankings. Class 2A rankings this week just recently tabulated January 3rd, a couple of days ago. Mention the rankings are like this in Class 2A. At number one, Wapahani Raiders. Wapahani Raiders, they're currently 11 wins, 0 losses. Number two, it's Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils, they're 11 wins, 0 losses. Their sectional 39 will happen right here at Tipton High School. Number three, Providence. Providence Pioneers, I have seen them on a baseball field. Final game, Class 2A, they got the win. 10-1 right now in basketball. That Southwestern Rebels, 11-2 presently. Number five, Brownstown Central Braves, 9-4. Number six is Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights. Knights are 9-1. Number seven is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian Braves, 9-3. I have seen them on a baseball field this year in semi-state. And last night, I spoke to a gentleman, parking lot. He did the officiating. Last night, one of the three varsity officials behind home plate in that my state game. Also mentioned at number eight, Holy Rams. Holy Rams, they're 7-1. If you didn't know, the Rams starting quarterback tomorrow is going to be Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz deserves the opportunity for certain. Number nine, the Panthers. Part two, the Panthers. 8-2. Number 10, it's North Judson, the Blue Jays, 8-1. And number 11, it's Linton Stockton Miners. Linton Stockton, if you've not been to Linton, Indiana, about 5 miles away, you go to Duggar, they show strip pits. You some big fish. My son caught a 5-pound bass back in October, late October. He caught a 6.5 prior to another October date, about years prior. So we'll mention Stockton, the Miners, they're 8-4. They're at number 11. Number 12 this week, tabulated 2 days ago. That's 2A. Number 12 is Park Heritage. Are the Wolves. Heritage Wolves, they're 10-3. Number 13 this week, it's Sullivan. For the Golden Arrows. The Arrows, they're 10-3. Team tied at number 14. One listed is Gary 21st Century. They are the Cougars, 7-4. Second team listed at number 14, Adams Central. Adams Central Flying Jets, Class 1A. Say what? Football 1A, they're basketball 2A, they're 5-1. They made it to the semi-state this year. They made it to the state final. They won the semi-state, and it's 14-1. Talked to Coach Larry Bud Wright. He thought they might go, but they fell short one game. Mention at number 16, Westview Warriors. They're 8-2. Number 17, three teams tied to finish this up at number 17, it's Triton Central Tigers 3, Chester Squires, and 2, North Posey, the Vikings, are 7-2. And again, we'll mention we are thankful this game is also brought to you tonight by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 of Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931 as come out on the floor, get some warm-up shots. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Blue Devils shooting around. Shoot at the north end now, but as the Christian moves over to the south end. 2 minutes left here in the intermission. Also bringing you tonight's contest. The Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, you can look around. Mention their showroom. They leave you speechless. I'll mention you can also find out that shopping online isn't really necessary. Experience is required. But they are just east of state on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships. Okay, let's 1003 Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, a different name. In Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. And we'll also mention they support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street. Dial them up at 765-753-20. And that's 765-753-20, the Floor Store in Tipton. But get ready for basketball. Both teams in a huddle right there. We'll mention a lot of things happening in Indianapolis tonight. Pacer game. Bulls game over there in Bloomington. Cole reminded me last night they're playing basketball at IU in Bloomington tonight. Monday night, the Michigan Wolverines are going to go against Washington. Be on the 8th. That'll be Monday night. Tim Harbaugh, coach of the Michigan Wolverines, play for bragging rights. It's going to be for peace here in the college ranks. Call. And it ought to be good. If you didn't know, Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks are going to be at Soldier Field June 21st. And they've ever been in concert together as two different bands. Going to be brought in half court. Jackson Money. The timeline was the basketball. Grady Carpenter. Everybody behind the arc near the devil bench. Jackson Money on dribble. We're going to get Sam Isaac Malegan. Get back out top. Nolan Swan. He'll dribble the paint. Back out. Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot in the air. Short off the rim. Would go. Rebound. Christian Patriot. Four turning with the board. They get it back to point guard. Crossing the timeline. That's Sam Malegan. Malegan gonna direct some more traffic. Approach now right side behind the arc. He'll hand off. Tierney. Down top. Back in the ballgame. B.J. Johnson. Bring it back around. Cooper Jackson. Foot 8. Dribble in. I take that back. Off the glass. That was Isaac Malegan. Malegan looked taller than I thought. Malegan got the bucket off the glass. Point bucket good. 29-21 in the front court, baseline. They'll work it back out top. Him, right there, go to the corner, 3-point shot. Quigley gets the assist. Left corner baseline, 3-point shot good for Jackson Money. 29-24. Played a little more than a minute here in the second half. Across the timeline, Sam Malegan. Get to the baseline, try to get the pass away. Going to be deflected and tipped out of bounds by Jackson Money. Bring the ball in from the side court. Be geared in by B.J. Johnson. The inbound, Jackson Money will toss it in high. Sam Malegan. To get the ball back to mate and classmate and his brother, Isaac Malegan. Back out top, Sam Malegan. Shot Tierney. He'll go elbow. Right side. Set out to Johnson. They'll work it inside. Out in the paint. Wouldn't go first time. Got his own board. Point bucket. Cooper Jackson. Cooper Jackson averaging 4.7 per game. Pretty close to being there now. Out top of the basketball. Around the perimeter. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter passes across the lane. And quickly to the opposite corner. And Tracy back to Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble in. Then move into Payne. He'll take a jumper. Gets a good roll right there. Goes in the bucket. And pretty friendly roll here at the north end. The dribble from the backcourt. 31-26. 5-point advantage. Bethesda Christian. Front court going to be a trap right here. Isaac Milligan passes out of it to Sam Milligan. Turn around jumper. He'll take a jump shot. 2-point land. Got it. One shot good for Milligan. 26. Going to be a steal in the front court. Ben Johnson going to try to go the distance. He'll take a shot. Wouldn't get the first. Got a rebound put back uncontested. 35-26. 9-point advantage for the Patriots. And in the front court with the basketball, Axon Money. Money working against him. Number 0, Isaac Milligan. Out top, the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Court pass, Grady Carpenter. Side the arc, right side, Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. The second shot is going to be block shot. Credit to block. That's number 11, Cooper Jackson. Pace. Get into Jackson in the paint. 6'8", gets the bucket. It's going to be a timeout called. The Blue Devils. 37-26. 4:55 left here in the third quarter. It's a Christian in front. So mentioned, this ball game is in part being brought to you by FritzFishers.com. Fritz and Fishers, we'll mention, they have two locations. Fritz and Fishers, Fritz and Noblesville. They have quality cars. They are used cars, trucks, SUVs. Are preferred. They're low mileage, and some of them are one-owner automobiles. They're in Fishers, Indiana, at 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up there at that dealership in Fishers at 317-42-228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. Second location, Hamilton County. Along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. Dial them up at that location at 317-773-2232. 317-773-2232. Go FritzandFishers.com and you can look at some nice automobiles. FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. She'll let Sam quick, you know, he can roam the baseline after a made basket. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. 6'6", Grady Carpenter. Working against him loosely is DJ Johnson. The left side, Sam Quigley. In the paint, 14-footer, rims around, wouldn't go. Jackson Money, rebound, Sam Milligan. Milligan going to bring it to the sideline. Pass it left side, Isaac Milligan. Back out top, Sam Milligan. Table dribble, he'll work it to Tierney. Stephen Tierney back to Sam Milligan, deep in the front court. Basketball, Garden. Milligan right here is Jackson Money. Going to be a kick, Jackson Money. Quick cat right there. Jackson Money, some good quick reflexes. 37-26, 4:25 left. Here in the third quarter, ball's going to be brought in. In the front court, B.J. Johnson. Sit in, teammate, crossing the timeline there, Sam Milligan. Hard to basketball, talking about double team, and they'll pass out of it. Cooper Jackson, elbow, right side. They'll work it back in baseline. To Sam Milligan, out top, three-point shot in the air, good. Credit to bucket, Jay Johnson. 26. Baseline shot. Shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan thought he might have been brushed. Back the other direction. Pass. Point shot wouldn't go for Tierney. Rebound putback is good. That's number one, Jay Johnson. Working it to the front court on the dribble pace. Here, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble in. He'll take a shot just outside the paint. Got the bucket. Up in there for two. The lead, 42-28. A substitution waiting to check in. Ryan Tracy to check in for the Blue Devils. Double team right there in the center circle. This is out of it. Back around Ben Johnson. Going to be tipped off of Sam Milligan. He'll track it down. It'll be over in the back call. Malek and tracked it down, went after it, because Kim Quigley was right there to get the basketball, go up for a layup. Trying to track that ball down. You don't want that ball to go out of bounds. Position is not worth it. They're going to bring it in. Side court, Sam Quigley in a center circle. Crossover, he'll work at left side. Ryan Tracy out top on the dribble, he'll work at right side. Up in the front court, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in, he'll go baseline. It's been moving the paint off the glass. Grady Carpenter for two. 2:30. Minutes left here in the third quarter. Crossing the timeline, throw it up right there. Sam Milligan, timeout called. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Bethesda Christian. Take a full 60-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. 26-foot box trucks available. Trucks with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy to save you a trip to the chiropractor. We'll mention Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Penske Buck Rentals. Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. See Dirk right there on the premises. The owner, and he'll treat you good. Ball's going to be brought in half court. Can be brought in by number one, B.J. Johnson. Lightly in the front court right there in front of the scorer's bench. Also to the back court, Sam Milligan. The dribble to the timeline and work it left side. Put on in. The basketball at number 11, Cooper Jackson. Out to the corner, three-point shot good. And Tierney, three to the front court with the basketball. Nolan Swan back to Grady Carpenter. Sober dribble, he'll work baseline. Jump shot, rims off short, rebound, B.J. Johnson, Patriots. Get to the timeline, that's number three. Milligan will be picked up at half court. Nolan Swan will pass it to Tierney, and he'll throw a weak pass. The lane there picked up easily. Throw line by Landon Spidell. Looks like one of his passes he would catch football field. Out top of the basketball, working the basketball there on the dribble. Brian Tracy. You know, working outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Down right into the hands of Ryan Tracy. A second attempt here in the front court. Steve Carpenter going to drive the lane. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Down secured. Jay Johnson. They're working back to Milligan. Outside the arc. Going to go baseline. Tierney. The absorb a foul. It's going to be a push out. To try to go baseline. Blue Devils make it difficult for him. And they're going to call a foul. Right there on number 12, Ryan Tracy, 6'4 senior for the Blue Devils. He picks up foul number one in the ballgame. He's a starter. So they'll bring the ball in right at the bucket on the baseline. He brought in right there Isaac Milligan. I'm guarding the inbound somewhat. He's Ryan Tracy. Pretty much guarding the player in the lane there. Cooper Jackson. They're soft and tall, deep in the front court. A high point of basketball. And Sam Milligan high pointed just above Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to pick up the foul. He has one. Foul number two in the third quarter on the Blue Devils. Patriots yet to commit a foul here in the third quarter. 1:45 clock moving. Deep in the front court by the scorer's bench, Sam Milligan. Court pass deep in the front court, Isaac Milligan. The basketball there, Jackson Money will work in. Free throw line. Elbow, he pick up the basketball. And Swan getting right there closely guarded. Got rid of it. They go to the corner with the basketball, baseline. Bounce it in. Milligan off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by the Patriots. In the paint right there. They're going to lock him up. The ball down there. That was Dick Milligan. Brought the ball down where Ryan Tracy could lock him up. It's going to be a jump ball situation. The ball goes back to Patriots. Oh, Ryan Tracy going to get the ball back for the Blue Devils on the next tie-up. Brought in, right of the bucket on the baseline. Tall pass, going to be an offensive foul to run the play on the inbound, and Jackson Munn steps up to draw the charge. They're going to whistle this foul. Number five, Deion Payne. Deion Payne picks up his first foul in the ballgame. 1:18 clock moving, 45-30. Blue Devils trailing to the baseline. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Absorb a foul, and he'll be fouled. It's out of shot, so they'll bring the ball in as a common foul. It's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. The whistle this foul on number three. Malegan, he has two. Both teams with two fouls during the third quarter. To the corner, Ryan Tracy, he'll try a three. The rim out, wouldn't go. Fight for the board there, Landon Spidell, Jackson Money. Come out to the board right there, Sam Malegan. Front court in the ballgame now, 22, Cameron Hines. Baseline, dish it back out. Point shot good outside the paint. At the bucket, Isaac Malegan. 37-30 in the front court. Shot good. Credit the three-point shot. Blue Devils, 7:33, 40 seconds left. The third quarter. Front court with the basketball. Okay. Pass out of it. They go to the corner. Isaac Malegan. Point shot wouldn't go. Going to be a foul whistled on the rebound. Whistle this foul on Patriots. Favorite number 11, Cooper Jackson. Cooper Jackson, a 6'8 senior. His third foul in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. In the ballgame for Cooper Jackson is number 1, B.J. Johnson. Also taking an extended court break. Now it's Sam Malegan. Bring the ball in from the backcourt. Blue Devils. Walk pace across the timeline. Grady Carpenter. Side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Get out there. Nolan Swan. Three-point shot. Rims around. Friendly roll at the north end. But shot is good for Nolan Swan. 47-36. 13 seconds left. Backcourt. He'll pass out of it to the front court. Side baseline. Left-handed shot wouldn't go. The whistle of foul. They're going to put him on the free throw line. A shot taken by number 4, Stephen Tierney. 8 seconds left. The third quarter, 37-36. They're going to whistle this foul. Landon Spidell, he wears number 21. Last night, got to start. Got to start. Jackson Money was at a wedding. Brother's wedding. The free throw line, number 4, Stephen Tierney. First shot up, it's good. He'll get one more. Substitution in the ballgame. Isaac Malegan going to take a breather. In the ballgame, first time, number 23, Brady Nidry. Maybe first time, maybe second. Might have got some action, court action in the first half. So line, Stephen Tierney going to shoot his second shot. Second shot, rims around, falls off. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. 6 seconds left. Crossing the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Crossing the three-point line. They're going to whistle a foul. Right there outside the arc. The official made it very evident there was no shot allowed. The out-of-bounds play. 3.3 seconds left. 8:36. Guarding the inbound. Right there, Bethesda Christian. Number 5, Deion Payne. He gets the ball in. Outside the arc. 2-point shot. Good. Grady Carpenter. Right near the buzzer. Blue Devils get two more, and they cut the lead to 10 after three quarters. 38-38, Bethesda Christian front. Minutes left in regulation. And we'll mention this game is also in parts brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. That's indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage. You can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. You can keep them under a roof. Well, it's more than a roof. It's a great big barn. Scott Thomas, things right. We'll mention that's boats, RVs, vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. And that number is 317-774-1500. Can go online, IPSIndiana.com, Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, They are conveniently located of Howard Avenue, Alley Street, in Arcadia, Indiana, not far from here, about 9 miles. So they're going to bring the ball in from half court, all to possession arrow. Ryan Tracy, courtesy of Ryan Tracy. Say the Blue Devils cross the timeline, X-23, Jackson Money. They'll pick up the basketball, passing lane shut off. Get back inside there, we're about out to the corner. 3-point shot in the air, good. Ryan Tracy, and Tracy for three, started the game for 20, 35% and above. And they say 30%, a good shooting percentage, 3-point land. But out top of the basketball, Sam Milligan. They get the ball back, working the basketball there. Hand off to Tierney, Stephen Tierney. And Tierney's going to stop, going to step on the side court line. And I don't know if there's some unbelief over there. That was right in front of the Patriots bench. Brought in Jackson Money. Swan back to Jackson across the timeline and working left side. Tracy behind the arc. Working around the perimeter. Landon Spidell. Now Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's working against Ben. Working right there against Ben Johnson. It's going to be a across the lane here. They're going to whistle a foul. Whistle on number four, Stephen Tierney. He's got one. Stephen Tierney, original starter in this contest, plays clean. That's his first foul. Two-shot foul, shooting foul for Nolan Swan. Shot is good. They'll get one more. So, working it right there. Bounce pass from the official. Shot in the air, also good. Nolan Swan got both of them. Devils going to guard full court. Brought in right there. B.J. Johnson trapped in the corner. And Isaac Milligan had a double team right there in the corner. He was pinned in. The ball off the shin. Blue Devil get the ball back. Coming out of bounds. The inbound, 84 feet away, baseline to baseline. He brought in right there, B.J. Johnson. Trapped right there. He steps on the baseline. Isaac Milligan was in a difficult place right there, but a double team. And right in front of me, I'm in the upper balcony, a good position here. I like this particular vantage point. I can see he stepped right on the baseline. Gonna get in right there, ride the bucket in their own front court. Carpenter. Then Ryan Tracy, now back out top. Jackson Money, back to Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, against him is B.J. Johnson. He's the dribble. He'll get it back to Nolan Swan. He'll work it back to Carpenter. He'll take a 3-point shot. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Down Isaac Milligan. He's going to get full court pressure in the backcourt. They're going to call a bump foul on Jackson Money. Jackson Money is making it difficult for Isaac Milligan. Isaac Milligan pulled the pressure. 48-43. Patriots, high five. 6:46 left here in the fourth quarter. Be brought in. Court, Blue Devils going to provide pressure. The Jets, Jackson Money, no whistle. The other way, they'll go off the glass. Power layup, left side. Two for Jackson. Front court in a hurry. Top, they're working back. Left side, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot good. Right in front of the Blue Devil bench. Trap in the backcourt. Blue Devils providing pressure to get the steal. Nolan Swan going to hand off. Jackson Money in the paint, took the shot, got fouled. And we've got a player down, and it's going to be a sprained ankle. He probably came down on a foot. I'm thinking about a sprained ankle, that just makes me quiver. Remember sixth grade when I sprained mine for the first time. Usually after you sprain an ankle, you get some cartilage you got moved around. You sprain it again later in life, you can recover a lot quicker. But I'm on the surface right there. I believe it's number one, B.J. Johnson. He's being attended to. A couple of coaches right there and looking at him. He's grimacing. But when you come down on a foot, rebound, there's nothing you can do. Get that false landing. Not ready at landing to happen 4 inches above the surface. That foot, it is not fun. He's having a hard time right there. You got a shoulder, one of the attendees right there. And that's not fun. Well, fourth quarter, we're at Tipton, 6:23 left. It's a Christian 50, Tipton, 56. They're still attending to him. He's at the north end. He's going to ask to be helped up. He's ready to stand. And that's B.J. Johnson. He's going to walk off the surface. He's not going to put any pressure on that left ankle. So they're going to help him off the surface. We'll hope that is a lower ankle sprain. I think it probably is. A lot of players these days, they're wearing the low tops. I wonder how that can happen. Some wear the low tops. Some wear the three-quarter tops. I've not seen very many high tops being worn anymore, school basketball or middle school. I would definitely go with at least three-quarters. The free throw line, absorbing the foul. Two shots, Jackson Money. Shot, Jackson Money, rims off, wouldn't go. They'll get one more. He gets some encouragement there on the lane. 6:23 left, 50-46. Devils trail by four. Second shot, rims off short, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Cooper Jackson. That's a Christian. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Stephen Tierney. Back out top, Isaac Milligan. He'll pass it around the perimeter. Three-point shot, wouldn't go for Sam Milligan. For the board there, Cooper Jackson. Holgate goes out of bounds, going to belong to Tipton. He brought in from the backcourt, Ryan Tracy will trigger the inbound. And Burke Emmert, another good effort right there for the opposing team. Going to work it back out. Out top, Jackson Money. Around the perimeter, Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan will dribble in. He'll take a shot. He'll get a bump there. No foul called either way. Go, rebound Sam Milligan. You get it back to Isaac Milligan. Now back to Sam across the timeline. The back pedal dribble. He's working right there against, pretty close to the Bethesda Christian bench. Back out top, working the left side behind the arc. Might have got a little bit of a hold there. Might have got it caught right there on the hip. Call. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Stephen Tierney near the left corner baseline. 53-46, 5:22 left. Eric 5:20. In the front court with the basketball, Jackson Money. In the arc, Grady Carpenter. Point shot, rims off, when go, rebound, Landon Spidell. To hold the basketball back to Grady Carpenter, who'll drive baseline and take a shot to go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go. Still two shots at the foul stripe, and he'll be helped back up by a player from each team. At the free throw line, Grady Carpenter. He'll get two. 5:06 left. Shot good. He'll get another. 53-47. Point advantage for the Patriots. Devils, free throw line. The Carpenter, second shot, rims around, hits the backboard, and falls in. So, high-point contest. Patriots in front, going to bounce it in, full-court pressure. Devils, double key. They'll pass out of it to Tierney. Across the timeline, Isaac Milligan. They'll work it back around. It's going to be a kick. He deemed as a kick. I believe it was. Landon Spidell might have moved that leg just barely. That pass and deemed as not a kick. It's been a loose ball. Bring the ball in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to belong to the Patriots. Triggered in by Isaac Milligan. To the bucket on the baseline. Going to guard the inbound. Grady Carpenter. 4:59 left here in the fourth quarter. So toss it in, tall. Call timeout. Screw bomb, didn't want to risk it. Was curious there, would that be a 5-second call? Ball out of bounds. So he calls a timeout. Take a 30-second timeout, and we'll mention. Game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. See sports since 2008. We're happy to support education-based school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Hampton Heights. Lady Husky basketball, Lady Husky. A good win today 30 contest. They played at Westfield. Westfield got the win a year ago at Hampton Heights, 35-28. The Huskies got a 5-point win today before a Lady Shamrock. Ball's going to be brought in here, and we'll mention, brought in by Bethesda Christian, brought in by Isaac Milligan, 4:59 left, 53-48, drift by five, brought in. The inbound, Grady Carpenter. They're difficult. They'll pass it in tall to Stephen Turney. They're back out. Excited Jason there at Sam Milligan. He'll bounce once. He'll go elbow. His brother, Isaac Milligan, shot rims off. Rebound, Nolan Swan. If you're near the timeline, pass it back. Grady Carpenter, he'll walk across the timeline. Back out top, Ryan Tracy. Move the offense, Jackson Money, going to go baseline. Then move back out top to the basketball. It's Ryan Tracy back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter is Deion Payne. Dribble in. The opposite sideline. Going to be a shot there. 3-point land. Good. Credit the bucket. Ryan Tracy. 51. 4:22 left. Bouncing in. Full court pressure. Full team in the backcourt. Ball's loose. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan converging right there defensively. So, but there's the Christian. Going to bring it in right there left. The bench of the Blue Devils there in the quarter court. Passes it in. Sam Milligan. He'll face a double team. He'll stop the dribble. Bounce it out of it. Isaac Milligan to the front court. Stephen Tierney. Outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back. Two for Jackson. Tried it a second time and absorbed the foul. And Cooper Jackson will go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. Foul situation here in the fourth quarter. Devils have two in the quarter. Al mentioned as the Christian have three in the fourth quarter. Foul line number 11, Cooper Jackson. He'll shoot two. He'll eye the first. First shot. Good revolution. Pretty good height. One goes in for Jackson. For Jackson, 6'8". Minute bowl. Was taller. Both Yankees. I'd say what the shot form right there from Cooper Jackson. It looks like a free throw shot from a minute bowl. I know he played a few years back. So second shot. Jackson. Rims around, falls in. 54, now 55. 51, we'll double check. Yeah, 55, 51, a 4-point advantage for the Patriots. 3:55 left here in the fourth. Front court, Grady Carpenter. Cross court pass, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot, rims around and falls in. Rims around, hits the backboard. Off shot from Nolan Swan for three. 55, 54. Well, team in the backcourt, he'll pass to the front court. Dick Milligan, they'll go to the corner. For Jackson, going to bring it back out to Isaac. Isaac Milligan on the dribble. Top, Sam Milligan, he'll flow it up. He's got a triple threat available. And him loosely at the top of the circle. Right there is Grady Carpenter. And Milligan going to pass it right side. Deion Payne. Go back around, bring it back around. Tierney picked up his dribble a bit early. Finding outlet there with Isaac Milligan. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. He's trying to pick up the dribble to work it down low off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Tierney. Down Blue Devils. Up in the timeline, Grady Carpenter. They're going to dribble in the paint. He's going to absorb a foul. It's going to be on the floor. It's going to be before the shot. And out of bounds play. That's going to be the fourth foul in the quarter. Bethesda Christian. So the next common foul from Bethesda Christian will allow the Blue Devils to shoot free throw line. They'll shoot two. And you'll bring it in left of the bucket, Nolan Swan. I'm going to bounce pass in, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to lose the handle. Foul called. Looks like Jackson might have been the last to touch it. Probably because no foul was called. They give it back to Tipton. It happens. Might have happened just right there. Brought in baseline. Corner, Nolan Swan bringing it in. Ryan Tracy. Tracy on the dribble. Stationary. Bring it back out top. He'll reset the offense and get it to Grady Carpenter. Four, handing off to 6'6". Going to work back the other way. Isaac Milligan getting some effort there, allowing some hand touch. Going to dribble in. Brady Carpenter, right side off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. 56-55, Blue Devils take a one-point lead. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Blue Devils still playing full court pressure. Ball's going to remain in the hands, but that's to Christian. See some perspiration right there on the floor. Try to stop it up. If they want to do it right, they're going to need a towel. They're not going to use it. They are. They're going to use a towel. They're ready to go. The official's going to ask the spirit section to back up just a bit, give some room for Isaac Milligan to bring the ball in. Scotty in the backcourt. All 10 players looking to get it in. Free at the 10-second line, brought in is Tierney. He's on the dribble. Left side, Sam Milligan. Again, out to the corner. Isaac Milligan, three-point shot. Rims out, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan with the rebound. 2:18 left. Quarter. Devils in front. 56-55. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. They go baseline. Going to be a holding foul. We're going to whistle a foul on Isaac Milligan. They cut off the baseline. Grady Carpenter's drive. Grady Carpenter going to shoot two. That becomes the fifth foul in the quarter. 2:09 left. 56-55. Blue Devils by one. Drew Bombs and a couple of other coaches talked to three of their players in this two go shooting. Shot good. Grady Carpenter. Yet one more. 57-55, 2:09 left. One shot remaining. Good shot, Grady Carpenter rims off with go. Rebound collected right there by Sam Milligan. He'll dribble to the sideline and try pink. He'll throw it up in the front court near the center circle right there, straight away. Guarding him now top of the circle is Grady Carpenter. Move it right side. 57-55, 1:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Top, Sam Milligan works it left side. Tierney back right side to Isaac Milligan. Now back to Sam. Sam straight away. Look at right side. Going to switch off there. Jackson Money going to guard Sam Milligan. Top beyond the three-point line. On the dribble, Sam Milligan. 90 seconds left. Top of the basketball and moving around. Going to go baseline. Side drive, let's tip it off. Cooper Jackson in the paint. He'll take the shot, wouldn't get it, got his own board. Put it back up, couldn't get the second. The opportunity wouldn't go either. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by the Blue Devils. They give the ball back to Bethesda Christian. He's going to be brought in left of the bucket. Bethesda Christian allow Sam Milligan to inbound the basketball, just left of the bucket on the baseline. Inbound right there, looking to Grady Carpenter trying to guard the inbound. Ball hits off the hand there of Isaac Milligan, that last touch by the Blue Devils right there in the corner. They bring it in again, this time further to the left, near the corner. Baseline, Isaac Milligan will inbound the basketball. Tossed in, looking to get in. Nolan Swan guarding the inbound. Get the ball in. Number 5, Deion Payne. Deion Payne back to Sam Milligan. 1:05 left. Clock moving. 57-55. Blue Devils by 2. Front court, number 0. Isaac Milligan, he'll dribble. Inside the arc. Off. Milligan going to pop a 3. Poor shot, rims off, rebound. Tipped and picked up by Nolan Swan. Carpenter back to Nolan in the backcourt. Nolan's going to dribble across the timeline. They're going to call a foul on Stephen Tierney. Stephen Tierney going to pick up the bump foul there right across the 10-second line. Both teams in a huddle. Right there on the court, he's still clapping his hands like he's clapping for a good game, and he is just wanting the guys to break up. No timeout. He didn't want one on the court. Free throw line. Tipping is Nolan Swan. First shot is good. 58-55, 43.9 left in the fourth quarter. Second shot, Nolan Swan got both of them. 59-55, 40 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, Sam Milligan. Sam Milligan will drive baseline. Drop back Two-point shot, letting go, rebound secured by the Blue Devils. Put Swan in the backcourt, dribbling exhibition, going to make it tough, and a foul occurs in the backcourt. To give up the foul, Stephen Tierney. And Tierney had the foul, stopped the clock, put Nolan Swan on the throw line, timeout on the floor. 29.8 left, 59-55. Blue Devils by four. Timeout on the circuit. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in, if only, to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Turnaround, prices are low. Below, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them up by telephone at 317-173-391. Reach them on the web at NoblesvilleTrophy.com. Noblesville Trophy, Noblesville, South Edge Street. Horn sounds. His second timeout. Ready to play. I didn't even hear a second horn. The free throw line. Going to shoot one. There's the second horn. For formal fashion, the officials like to hear two. Throw line, Nolan Swan. Shot good. 29.8 left. 55. Blue Devils by five. Swan has one more. Good shot, good. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Keep Malagan to Sam Malagan. Cross the timeline at a quick pace. To take a three-point shot right of center. Wouldn't go, rebound. Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to absorb a quick foul. Right after the rebound, we're going to whistle this foul. But there's the Christian. Five, Deion Payne, I believe. He'll pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. At the free throw line, going to shoot two. Jackson Money. First shot, good. 22.2 left. 62-55. Blue Devils by seven. Jackson Money has one more free throw. Second shot, also good. Going to be brought in backcourt. Sam Malagan to the timeline. Right there, he'll look at right side. Behind the arc, Isaac Malagan takes the three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Nolan Swan. 10 seconds left in the ballgame. He'll bounce pass to Grady Carpenter. Walks across the timeline. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. He'll pick up the basketball. And 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Tip the Blue Devils, 63. But there's the Christian. Patriots, 55. And last year, I think it was a two-digit win for Bethesda. These two teams get together. They play good basketball. We do thank you for tuning in. Mention Bethesda Christian. Their next game is going to happen next Friday, the 12th. They'll play right there. It'll be Indianapolis International will be at Bethesda Christian, and that'll be the first conference game for both teams, Indianapolis International, Bethesda Christian Patriots. Also mentioned, game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils. It's going to happen on Tuesday. Coming up right away, say January 9th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. It's going to be the Wabash Apaches. You're right here doing battle with the Tipton Blue Devils. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. She monitored the game. We did not drop a signal. A long time since we dropped a signal. We're thankful for AT&T Cellular. They're going to circle up right there at center court, and they're going to have a group prayer right there, both teams included, and the coaches. So until Tuesday, we thank you for tuning in. Mention, matter if you're home or away. If you're doing the teaching, the learning. Don't let him go. Fire burning. Hey, we're posting right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. Coach Cliff Hawkins, you had a tough weekend.
Well, yeah, these were two really good teams that presented different challenges. This team comes out of Indianapolis, and these kids are tough. They had an inside guy that really caused us some issues on the boards. And then they also had a situation where the guards were really good and heady early on, but you know, we have different levels of pressure, and we finally brought the full level once we could begin to score. You know, I had to really call a lot of plays there in the fourth quarter to get Nolan the ball, because basically it didn't look like anybody else was going to be able to, other than Ryan hit a couple big ones, and then Grady did some things going to the basket. So, you know, between those three scoring and Jackson throwing in some there too at the end, we made a tremendous comeback. That was a tremendous comeback.
It was a two-digit lead. I should say, you know, 10-point lead plus. That was half the time left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think, it was that, and I think 17 at one point, right? And so, you know, we never quit, and we've used that extended press a couple times. One was with 14 seconds to go at Delta and got us the steal, put us into overtime. And then tonight we used it the entire fourth quarter as much as we could, and the results came, because I thought our kids really started playing harder. You know, that emotional win that we had last night was really difficult to follow up tonight, and I don't think we realized how difficult, but I think this is a great thing for our locker room and our players, because we realize now, you know, we can learn from this, because we did have a couple players that were struggling tonight, but, you know, it's a team game, and we stayed after it.
And what you had to endure, a guy 6'8 in the paint, he had a difficult time, you know, maneuvering the basketball a little bit, but you had to deal with him.
Yeah, and he's a good player. He's a good player, because what he can do, he can go right or left, you know, with that hook that he has. And, you know, we thought maybe we could play behind him and maybe not have to front, but we ended up having to front a little bit more. What it was a group of kids sticking together. They were wavering. You know, anybody would waver. Our fans wavered. They were quiet, you know. But, you know, then there was a little belief, and then a little more belief, and then all of a sudden we can do this, you know. And I'm just really proud of the heart and determination of our players.
So what, are you going to give them a day off on Monday when you play on Tuesday? I doubt it.
We'd love to. This, you know, ideally this is when I would walk in a locker room and say, take Monday off, but we have to have some type of a practice. It can't be a long practice, because they need to rest, you know, and they're all for the court Colts tonight, you know, and all that. And we need to rest, we've got to be ready on Tuesday and to defend our home court again. And certainly tonight, at the end with the loose balls and, you know, and all that went on out there, we defended our home court.